The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also catch us on the Twitch channel. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. And whatever you do, call, text, tweet, Twitch, put odds on it, because it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. Missed the first hour. Tried to stay away from Deshaun. Really did. Just did the one thing, and then everybody wanted to talk about it still. But we got into some other stuff.
Yeah, tried to, other some stuff
beer.
We'll
we talked
into
beer
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk to Philip. Hello, Philip.
Mountain Caymans, right?
Philip.
Hey guys, this is Philip from. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, man. I've been listening to y'all show, and I love it, man. Y'all have a good show.
Well,
but I just wanted to ask y'all one question. Like, if you took Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Carson Wentz, and just did like a switch them up, who you think would be the most successful quarterback on a different team? And you think if Carson Wentz was on the Texans, because that's what type of quarterback Billy O'Brien likes. He likes those Ryan Mallett type quarterbacks. He doesn't know how to use Deshaun. And I think that's where the aggression is coming from. It's from the coach. It's not from Deshaun Watson. It's from the coach.
Well, I think
I'll let y'all go.
If we swapped them all, and mind you, Carson Wentz played a really high level ball last year with like a bunch of practice squad receivers. He had nothing at wide receiver. And if you look at Carson Wentz's numbers last year, you go, damn. When you consider who he was throwing to, had a pretty good season. I think if you put all those guys in a bag and you know randomize what team they were on, to me, the guy that would have the most success is Lamar Jackson, because he's got the most unique skill set. He's the guy who is no matter what you're doing, he's a weapon. If the passing game isn't there for him, he doesn't need it. All these other guys need it. Now, Patrick Mahomes, his passing, like his arm is something that you can't teach, you can't coach. He can make throws that other players in the NFL, really in the history of the NFL, just can't make, including those other three guys. So I still think the top two guys would be the top two guys wherever you put them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Do I think Wentz and Watson would have more success with Andy Reid and Harbaugh? Yes, probably. But, well, I don't know. I mean, I think Peterson's a pretty good coach, even though the team's not great right now. I think all of them would be, they would benefit the least from O'Brien.
Well, think about Russell Wilson. Like, no one thinks the offensive scheme that the Seahawks run isn't some, it's not some magical game plan. I mean, it's run the ball and it's let Russell Wilson do things.
Yeah, there's nothing fancy there. And there's not anything innovative there.
It's not brilliantly coached. It's just Russell Wilson is better than everybody. Like, if you put Deshaun in that, do you think that he's suddenly better? I don't think he is. I don't. And Russell Wilson is another guy. I think you can put him on any team. Whatever team Russell Wilson shows up to play for, that team's a contender.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about the top three guys in the league, and clearly the top three guys in the league.
But
and
that's the whole beginning of this argument came from why there's such a gap between that top group and everyone else, because those top three guys you can put them pretty much anywhere, and I think they would succeed. I don't think there's anybody in the
not Cleveland,
league.
Not Cleveland.
I don't know.
Nope.
You tell me, Russell Wilson would suddenly turn into Baker Mayfield? I don't think so.
Yes.
Yes, Lamar Jackson would?
Yes.
Okay.
They'd ruin him. It's Cleveland.
All right.
Tyler, what's up?
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that Oakland plays well enough to beat New England on Sunday?
I don't think they will. I'll put it at like 20%. I'd like to see it happen. I like the Raiders. I'd like to see them get beat, I'd like to see them beat the Patriots. But I think it's a bad matchup for the Raiders stylistically. I think it's a bad coaching matchup, and I think that it's a bad spot on the Raiders' schedule. So I'm in the camp of no.
Yeah, I agree with you. In fact, I think the Patriots cover in this one. As a matter of fact, haven't put a ticket on it yet. Don't know if I'm going to put a ticket on it yet, but that would be the direction I would go. I just don't feel like this is a good spot for the Raiders. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, I have a – at some point we're going to get back to flying, right?
Right.
And I think our stance on seat recliners is – it's a matter of lore by now.
Yeah.
Where do you come down on, and I don't remember the last time I've had to deal with this, but the middle seat, who gets the armrests?
I don't know if there's a science to it.
Middle seat gets both.
Middle seat gets both, huh? Yep. Okay. I'm never in the middle seat, so I don't know. But no, yeah, it seems fair that middle seat would get both.
Not according to airline analysts.
What do they say?
Says the middle seat armrests belong to no one. It's a common space, and you better treat it that way. Now, I tend to not use the armrests at all and let the other person have them, unless I'm on the aisle and I've got one on the aisle. But, you know, I kind of feel like if you're stuck in the middle, you should get them.
Feels like that's the appropriate way to decide it. But
that's not according to your airplane etiquette people.
All right.
And now, right now, it's not a big deal because, like, for Delta and Southwest, they don't have those middle seats, which is good. But that's going to change, right? As soon as they can sell those suckers again, they're going to do it. But apparently, this causes confrontations between passengers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it's not unlike the reclining, though. I think if you just realize that, hey, we're having to share this thing. Like, it sucks having to fly and be in a middle seat. And it sucks being next to someone in a middle seat who's right on top of you. You know, and it sucks when people recline on you. It seems to me the easy thing to do is hey, we're in this together. Let's try to share the thing. You know, let's try to share the space here. I mean, yeah, but that
seems reasonable to me.
Yeah, but I mean, I've gotten to where I just don't care anymore because I usually upgrade. But I don't remember the last time I was in a... Oh, I do remember the last time I was in a middle seat. It was coming back from Vegas, and there was no... I mean, the plane was completely full, and there were no upgrades. But I didn't use the armrest.
I remember the last time I was in the middle seat, I was between two gigantic fat people.
And
I couldn't fit. So they had to move one of the other fat people.
Window gets that wall so you can lean up against it. Yeah. Middle gets both armrests. The aisle gets that outside armrest and a little bit of extra leg room when the cart's not coming by. That's
not what your expert says. It says staking a claim on both armrests is a lot like leaning your airline seat all the way back. It's selfish.
Ooh.
Just as reclined space is almost non-existent, there's also virtually no room to spread out in economy class.
I disagree.
No, that's okay. You're entitled to disagree with a flight expert.
I want to see their actual credentials. Hey, man, f*** that.
What? Hey, listen, all you got to do, listen, I'm an ancient astronaut theorist. Do you need my credentials for that?
I mean, I've seen your credential for it. So. Well,
theorist. Anybody can be a theorist. So if you want to be an expert on airlines, like I feel like I'm an expert on seat reclining. I feel like I'm 100% right about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that no one can dispute. No normal human being who's not a serial killer or a pedo can dispute that. I think that's fair.
I'm a common courtesy theorist.
Well, I'm kind of with you. It seems to me that's what I've always tried to do. If I'm on the outside, I leave that armrest for that person. But then, man, I mean, I told you about the time I was flying American to Chicago, and they didn't have any upgrades, and so I'm on the outside, I'm on the aisle, and there was a woman in the middle seat, and I thought it was a pillow that was spilling over into my seat. It was the woman. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God. So, and I'm like climbing into the damn aisle.
So what happened? Did you guys mile high?
Are you kidding me? But I mean, listen, I'm not unsympathetic, but you should have to buy two seats if it's going to be economy. There's just not room for that. Same thing as what you were dealing with. And so I'm basically, and you know, I'm not small, and I'm like leaning into the aisle as far away as I can get, getting mashed by the damn cart every 5 seconds to try to, you know, and I was like, she can have the armrest because she's already got the rest of it. And I don't know how she even got the arm down, but anyway.
It was kind of sexy.
Mm. No, it wasn't.
All right, I got to tell you guys again about Texas Star Grill Shop. Aaron was he used to work at the grill shop.
3 years.
And you could, I mean, I guess you could speak to the fact this is a legit, these guys are doing it the right way. They got the best stuff.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And what were you doing? Were you putting them together? Were you selling them?
Putting them together, selling them, delivering them, fixing them, anything
and
that needed to happen.
The great thing about Aaron, he did that all for free because they have free delivery and assembly. So they never even paid Aaron, and he still worked there. That's how great the place is, guys. You got to check out some of their newer grills. They've got a custom-made Santa Maria grill, and it's gonna bring the party. You can lower the grate to get the perfect sear, raise it to lower the temp, and put some smoke flavor into your food, however you want to do it. They've got the Traegers. They've got the Pits and Spits, which are usually on back order. They've got some in stock right now, so you can get them. And if you don't know what you want, talk to the guys there at Texas Star Grill Shop. They'll help you decide what's best for your needs, whether it's a ceramic charcoal grill, a wood pellet smoker, or a quick and easy gas grill. They're looking to get you in what fits you, not what's going to make them the most money. They're open a fourth location in October. Stay tuned for a grand opening announcement, but check them out now in Houston, Katy, or Spring, or online, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, man, I'm getting a lot of texts from people on I-10 headed towards Louisiana saying don't get on I-10.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, if you haven't got stuck in it yet, look for an alternate route, like 90 or something. So, can I do my positive non-pedo Rona update of the day?
Sure.
Here's your key takeaways. This is from tmc.edu, Texas Medical Center. So we're going to call them experts.
I would say so.
The effective reproduction rate for the greater Houston area is down to 0.69. This is the 13th day below 1.0, which means virus spread is decreasing compared to 0.91 last week. I have no idea what that means, but that number's down, right?
Okay.
0.69, I know I'm not good at math, lower than 0.91. Yesterday, 568 new people were reported as testing positive for COVID in the greater Houston area. Last week, it was 838, so down from that. Last month, it was 1,453 new cases a day. So the trend that I've been reporting on longer than anybody is happening. The current 7-day COVID-19 testing positivity rate is 3.4% for the Texas Medical Center hospital systems. Last week, also 3.4%. Last month, 6.7%. Again, way down. Finally, here's your hospitalizations. Yesterday, they admitted 91 new COVID-19 patients. Last week was 92, so down by one. Last month, it was 120 a day. So, and the ICU is 91% full, which is in their phase one, their non-pandemic configuration.
Okay.
So, I don't know what any of this stuff means, except that the numbers are lower. And they have been getting lower for a while. So,
you keep bringing the good news.
That's what I'm trying to do,
in
man.
In a non-pedo way.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, you are. You're starting to look more like your old Deadwood self.
Stop.
As the hair grows out.
Mm.
Someone said you look like the Penguin. I disagree. I don't think you look like Danny DeVito's Penguin.
I'm too tall to be Danny DeVito's Penguin.
Yeah, that's harsh.
Now, maybe the...
And Fred's face is red. Penguin's face was white, like ghost white.
Hmm.
You do have a hat like that, though, right? A top hat?
Not a top hat, no.
You should get one.
I've got, like, the Ed Harris hat from Westworld. I wear that a lot.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Fred also better dental hygiene than Danny DeVito from when he was the Penguin.
True. And did not fondle young women as he did.
Right. Well, he had flippers, so can it even be considered fondling?
I mean, it's, you know, he was trying to get young hot chick to hook up with him.
A flipper, that's just like, it's almost like a brushing up. Fondling seems like a...
I mean, you can flip and fondle.
Okay.
I think.
Well, I don't know. I'm no expert. Let's take one more call on Deshaun.
Oh, no.
From Fonz. Hello, Fonz.
Hey, guys. What's up? So, I just want to chime in a little bit on Watson. And and this is just my point of view. And this is with any player, not necessarily just Watson. But so, what matters to us as fans or just viewers of sports or whatever it may be, what matters is the most recent performance for that particular player. So obviously when we see a bad performance or playing from that's what we're going to criticize, that's what we're going to put down. And so the most recent performances that we see from Watson, you know, obviously they haven't been the best, and I'm not defending Watson in regards to considering him being a top four, top three quarterback. That's like I obviously know that that's not the case. You know, he's not there. He's not showing that. But at the same time, I don't understand how we can say that Lamar Jackson is a top three quarterback when I don't think he has proven much. Honestly, and that's just my opinion. I don't think he has proven much. I think he has performed well because he's under a system that is tailored to him. And I don't think that's the same case with Watson. He's not in a system where it's tailored to his ability.
See, this is more excuse making for Deshaun. Like, how is Baltimore's system tailored perfectly to Lamar? They had Joe Flacco before that. It's not like they just dropped him in. It's like when you say tailored to, you're really saying his skill set is working in their system. It's not tailored. No, I don't know if it's that. No. It's worth keyboard cat. I just disagree with what
Jackson
he's saying.
Lamar Jackson hasn't done anything?
I mean, Lamar Jackson.
No. And a good coach.
He's lost three games in his career. Okay, Lamar Jackson.
Oh, no, but somebody like to point out, he lost in the playoffs. He's no good.
Well, guess who else is in that group?
Everybody but one person a year.
Yeah, one guy a year isn't. But, no, I don't think that. That's the easy thing to go to is, well, look at the system that Patrick Mahomes is in. Look at the system that Lamar Jackson. Well, how come Alex Smith didn't win a bunch of Super Bowls? How come he won the league MVP? How come Joe Flacco wasn't running for 1,000 yards?
But be honest. I mean, the Ravens, once they put Jackson in, they changed their offense to take advantage of him. That's what smart coaches do.
That's just common sense.
Well, I know, but that also is kind of contradicting what you're saying, is that it's not tailored to him.
It's not like they went out and drafted a bunch of different guys to fit what he's he is.
But the offense changed. I mean, and they basically set up an offense that plays to his skill set, which is what good coaches do. In fact, the Patriots are doing it right now with Cam Newton. That's not the same offense Tom Brady ran.
Okay, so does everyone think that the offense they're running right now with Deshaun Watson is somehow the same offense the Texans were running when they had Ryan Mallett?
Kind of looks like it to me.
Does it? Does it look like Deshaun takes a three-step drop and then stands there in the pocket and throws it? I've never seen that.
Well, what I see him do is stand there, and then all of a sudden he's about to get sacked, and then he runs outside the pocket and escapes it and then throws the ball downfield and gets intercepted. But
I see a guy
O'Brien has not changed his offense to Deshaun's skill set, because O'Brien is one of those coaches that doesn't do that. You have to run O'Brien's offense, and that's what he wants. The reason Deshaun was successful early is because he freelanced a lot. And
why is he not allowed to freelance now?
Well, that but that gets back to my point. I think you're criticizing him for the wrong thing. He should be changing out of plays. He should have checked out of that play that I mentioned on Monday. And those are things he needs to start doing, is audible into plays that he knows works. Don't see that happening. But, you know, I do think that it's when you say system, first off, all these guys run the same plays. And you say, well, this is the West Coast offense, or this is this offense. There's tendencies toward in all of those. But if you look, I guarantee you the Texans run the same plays as everybody else. It's when you call them, and it's, you know, how you execute them. It's that simple. Now, the difference is Jackson has a skill set that nobody has. And, I mean, nobody's as quick as that guy. I mean, he's like a running back. And so they take advantage of that. Now, would that work here?
Deshaun's not that guy.
No, but he'd still be.
Deshaun's a mobile quarterback, but yeah. he's not.
But nobody's that. Nobody's what Lamar is.
But that's why he's able to get away with it.
Yeah. You do have an offense that plays to that. And also, it just little stuff that plays to his strengths. They like to get him outside the pocket. They like him to throw slants, which he does really well. Those are all coaching things that make a difference. That doesn't excuse Deshaun. But I do think there's something to be said for a better coaching staff, knows how to work around the players they have and get the most out of them. It's that simple. Bill O'Brien can't do that. Can we please move on from the subject? Please.
Yes.
So I've got a lot of getting a lot of Penguin, getting a lot of Gru.
Sorry, friend.
That's all right. You know, like I said, if you can't make fun of yourself, well, you make fun of me. So
there you go.
By the way, can we also just say one last part about this? That Lamar Jackson's gotten better. That he's learned how to pass the football. His skill set is one thing, but he's been coached up. He's a better passer than he was in college. We all watched him in college. You can't tell me that guy has not gotten more accurate and gotten better since he's gotten to Baltimore.
He was so inaccurate in college that coming out, I questioned if he would even be able to play in the NFL. I knew what a great athlete he was, but I was like, you're talking about this guy being a quarterback in the NFL, and he's one of the least accurate guys I've ever seen. I mean, he'd miss guys by 15, 20 yards in college. He fixed it. He's getting better. Obviously, it's night and day what he's able to do now. And to his credit, he said, you know what? I wanted to prove everybody wrong. I decided to dedicate myself to working on becoming a better passer. And obviously, he's done that. And it's not like everyone can't do that. You know, I will say one of my biggest issues with Deshaun has been and always will be, or at least it looks like it always will be, that he holds on to the ball too long. And it's easy to blame the offensive line. But go follow Jason Braddock on Twitter, and he's got some examples of times where Deshaun had a chance to get rid of the ball, and he didn't.
But AJ, he's just trying to extend the play.
That's not smart in the end. You're not at Clemson, okay? You ain't playing Wake Forest, okay? Extending the play. When you say extending the play, that means like you bought yourself an extra second, maybe. The NFL just moves too fast.
Maybe your car's moving too fast, but you need new brakes for it.
Can't slow it down.
Hey, I got this text the other day. It said, just use new brakes 10 minutes ago on my fiance's car. Quick and easy. The guy was there waiting for us when we got off work. The price was what they told me over the phone, and no mechanic recommendations of additional fixes. We'll use again. And, man, I've been getting a lot of that. And so if you really need to get your brakes done and you don't want to go into a dealer right now, which, you know, nobody would blame you, and plus you have to sit there all day, well, they're going to come to you with new brakes, just like they did to the Texter. And whether you're at home, you may be back at the office. They can come to the office, and they're going to give you a quote, and it's a surprise-free repair quote. And just like he said, I mean, they're not going to charge you any more than what they tell you. And it's convenient. It's 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers, and they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you go to newbrakes.com, they're going to reach out to you right away. You'll get an instant online quote. Mention ESPN, 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com. NUBRAKES.com. Newbrakes.com.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So, let's do something other than Deshaun. What do you got?
It looks like there's some what we would call unrest going on in Louisville, and we talked a lot about this, and I think it's only right we talk about it now, but if you haven't heard, no officers charged directly in the killing of Breonna Taylor. They charged one officer for, apparently he was like outside just shooting randomly into the apartment building.
Yeah.
Fired 10 shots and put the neighbors at risk. Didn't hit anybody, but that's what he's in trouble for.
He got fired for that, actually.
Yeah, but he's the one guy who was already fired,
right?
If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
The guy who actually pulled the trigger on Breonna Taylor is not being charged, is not being fired. And, of course, there's marching in the streets, which, of course, means there's armed militia in the streets, which means there's probably a recipe for bad stuff to go on tonight in Louisville.
Yeah.
I will say the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, which is still a thing, there's like, it's so funny to hear, and I don't watch Fox News, but I'll see the clippets of like Hannity or whatever on Twitter. And then they talk about him like he's just a boy. Like he's a child. This is a child trying to protect his community. And they don't mention that, A, it's not his community. He drove across state lines with an illegally owned firearm and killed two people and shot another one. And I'm not saying that the people he killed or shot were necessarily good people, but he also wasn't it's not his job to go around shooting people who are bad guys. That's not your job, 17-year-old kid. But I guess his fate will be decided pretty soon as well. So should be a lot more political unrest in the country, which is exciting. I can't wait. And I didn't even mention the Ted Cruz made the news today because he blocked a they wanted to do some sort of a ceremony like to honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Ted Cruz is like, no, we're not doing that. He blocked it because she said they brought in her dying wish being to replace or wait till after the election before they replace her.
Yeah.
And then if you go on the internet, this is a really great thing. Like Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and Ted Cruz, it's all of their quotes from 4 years ago when Scalia died. And he died in February, if I'm not mistaken. Aaron, can you check that when Justice Scalia died? But they were like, well, but once the process starts, you know, we've got to wait until after the election. And now here we are in, and they literally say, mark my words, if this were to happen again, if 4 years from now there's a Republican in office and a justice dies, then we would wait until after the election to replace her. Mark my words. And now they're all changing their tune on it. Of course, everybody wants to have their way.
Because that's what these guys do. And
there needs to be some sort of a set thing. Like if you're within, I don't know, 9 months of a political of a presidential election, then the new president gets to pick that. And if Trump wins, then he'll get to pick the guy. And if Trump doesn't win, then you know Joe Biden will pick the guy. He'll probably pick the butler or something like that. He doesn't know what's going on, but that's to me that's the precedent that's now been set.
Anton Scalia, is he still?
Yeah, like give me that Scalia fella.
Yeah, he died in February.
February. So that I mean, you're talking 7 months, 8 months out from the election, versus I mean, we're less than 60 days, right? I mean, we're what are we at? Four or five weeks? When's Election Day? I know when Election Day is. What's today, I guess I should ask. So we've got a week left in September. Yeah. How many?
41.
41 days. So a little over 5 weeks, a little under six weeks, I guess.
I think, to me, I'm not getting worked up over this because no matter who gets on there, they tend to make good decisions, even you know, that aren't partisan necessarily on both sides because, you know, once you're there for life, you don't have to kiss up to anybody anymore.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, most of these people have been really good judges at the federal level. So whether they go in as conservative or not doesn't matter to me as long as they do a good job. And I think that's another thing that's politicized way too much. And if it's that important, if this is what's really running the country, don't we have a problem?
Kind of.
If nine people who aren't elected are deciding everything, I mean, it's not the case. So I think really, realistically, and look, I don't blame the Republicans for trying to push this through, just like I didn't blame the Democrats for trying to push it through. Ideally, yeah, I'd like to see you wait until the election and then and do it that way. But if you think you're going to lose the election and you're the Republicans, of course you're going to try to force somebody through. That's just natural. But,
that's what we call survival instinct.
Yeah, but I do think...
But do you agree there should be some sort of a set thing? You know, no matter who's in, there needs to be some sort of a time frame or a window.
See, I think it's even more complicated than that because how long do we? Especially if you've got a bunch of very important things before the court where you need a tiebreaker. I don't know that you want to wait that long, but you know. So I don't know that it necessarily needs to be consistent. In this case, I think we're close enough to the election. I'd be okay if they'd wait till afterwards. But, you know, I also don't blame them for fighting it. So.
Let's talk to Clyde. Hello, Clyde.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
I have to come to y'all defense on Deshaun, and I know y'all getting beat up pretty bad. So.
No, we're fine.
Yeah. Wait. Y'all telling the truth. He's regressing instead of progressing. If you look at Andy Reid and Mahomes, give me a theory. If Mahomes was here and Watson was up there in Kansas, he'd be progressing. But it takes the coach, like you've been saying, Fred or AJ. It's a legitimate coach, and he's not no coach, and I hang up and listen.
Well, again, it goes back to it's real easy to blame everything on the coach, which, I mean, we can continue to do that if we want. But the reality is, I don't know if some coach coming in here is going to magically make it all better.
Yeah, I feel like I've answered this question seven times today already.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think with the right coach, yes. I don't think he's the right coach. I think he'd be better. But would he be Patrick Mahomes or Alex Smith? I mean, Alex Smith had some pretty good years for the Chiefs. Just wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl. So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said Democrats are changing their tune as well. They wanted Obama to replace Scalia. Now they don't want Trump to do the same thing. I don't like either side. Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was saying. They're both hypocrites.
Of course. Well, of course they. I mean, I will say this. Like, I mean, it does feel. I didn't feel like it was right to let. Because you're talking about going from February to November, it was a really long time to have just an empty seat. But if we agreed, if they decided that was the case, and of course Obama didn't want to, the Democrats didn't want to, but they did. They said, okay, we'll wait it out. You can't just go back on that now. You can't say, oh, well, the current president should have to decide.
Sure you can. Your side's in office, man. What do you expect from these people? They're all liars. They're all hypocrites. That's what they do.
Well,
both sides, man. Both sides.
No, apparently not both sides.
Yeah, because they're the ones, the Democrats are saying, let's push it through. And now they're saying, oh, no, don't do it.
Well, the Democrats were the ones who said, okay, we'll wait until the next
election.
No,
they didn't.
No,
they fought
they were
it the
saying
whole way.
That they, you have to bring it to a vote.
Who brought it to it? Where they brought it to a
they
vote?
Didn't.
Where
that was the thing is that Republicans said we have the Senate and the presidency are different. We're not going to vote on this, and the Democrats said, "Well, you're not American if you're not going to vote on it." Now, everybody's saying, well, you can't vote on it. But now the only different factor is that the Senate and the presidency are the same thing.
Right.
Had it been a Democrat Senate at the same time Obama nominated Merrick Garland, they would have pushed him through real quick and it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like the idea of that
either. It would have happened. It's just it's one of those weird things where it falls in line with time that the Senate and the presidency are of the exact same party.
That's why what needs to happen is there needs to be a rule written in stone that if they die inside a certain window, you wait. And if they die outside that certain window, I don't care if it's a day outside the window, then the sitting president picks the new guy. Or maybe they should just say, like, you know, and obviously now it's tough because the precedent's been set. But honestly, I feel like if they die during your election, your presidency, then you should be the one to replace them.
But nobody's going to pass that because nobody is actually going to abide by it when it's their chance to do it.
That's the problem.
Just like nobody's going to vote for term limits on themselves because why are you going to put a deadline on your job?
That's true.
See, the problem is that nobody cares about what's best for the people. They care about what's best for themselves and for their crap parties. That's all it is. In my party, we'd care about the people. People would get to vote on stuff in my party.
That's the way it
should
be.
Why don't we get to vote?
You mean like a democracy?
Well, like, hey, you know what? If I think Texans want marijuana, let us vote on it. And if they say no, guess what? I'll shut up. If Texans want sports betting, let's let them vote on it. And if they say no, I'll shut up.
Because that's like one of them states' rights people right now.
Well, that's what the people should speak. We should be able to vote on these things. Remember when we voted to not fund the Astrodome?
And then they just did it anyway.
Remember when we voted that the...
Like, okay, you guys win. Yeah, but now we made it a historical monument. No,
when I do it, there won't be this divisiveness. We're going to work together. I'm going to take the best of what the Republicans do and the best of what the Democrats do, which admittedly on both sides is very, very little, and get rid of all the other crap and then do each thing on its own. And that's how my party's going to work, and that's how we're going to do it. And you know what else we're going to do? Because when we do legalize weed and we do legalize sports betting, you know what I'm going to do as governor? I'm going to take all the money from that, all the taxes. And you know what that's going to go to? Okay, this is going to be very liberal, so some of you are not going to like this, but I don't care. I'm going to set up a fund, a health fund. We're not going to, where you would have a person who makes these decisions. But if somebody gets cancer that's going to cost them $350,000, then some of that money goes to pay for it. You go before a group, they review it just like you would an insurance company.
So you're saying we're going to work together?
Yeah, we're going to work together. Because if say, you get you get the cancer and it's going to cost you $350,000, it's going to ruin you, then you just go before this group and they say, okay, hey, because that way the doctors still get paid. Everybody still gets paid. You get the treatment you need. You get to live. The rest of that money is going to go to first responders and teachers are all getting raises. That's how it's going to work. That's what we're going to do with sports betting money. That's what we're going to do with weed money. And our state's going to thrive. So elect me governor, and that's what's going to happen.
Well, in the words of a great American poet, together we stand, divided we fall. Come on, people. Let's get on the ball and work together. Come on. Come on, let's work together now, people, because together we will stand, every boy, every girl, and a man.
I have no idea what that's from. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Let's work together. Come on. Who is that? Canned Heat? And John Lee Hooker?
Yeah, I think so.
Crank that up. Fred'll know it if I play the poem.
Still going to break.
Sea Shoulder says,
don't forget
money for education and the kids. By the way, the lottery's supposedly taking care of that. So you guys do that.
How about we use I know what we can use for education. We can use the toll money. Like Beltway 8 money. That, like, remember they said Beltway 8's going to be that's what I would do if I were in charge. I would take the money off Beltway 8. You wouldn't have to pay to ride the Beltway anymore.
Hey.
Once a toll road was paid off, it'd be free.
AJ, that's not my idea, but you know what? It's a good idea. So I would put that into play.
Okay.
There you go.
Wait, did you just cross party lines?
I did.
Look at you.
Now, we ain't doing gun control, I'm going to tell you that.
Remember, I'm a libertarian. I don't care if you own guns or not. It doesn't matter. Just leave me alone. That's really what I'm all about. All right, I got to tell you guys about TGS. Listen, if you own your home and you'd like to save some money on your home insurance, because you've got to pay home insurance no matter what. That's just part of the deal. Not always fun, but it is what it is. You could be saving money. And I saved over $1,000. Graham down the hall saved $2,600. $2,600 a year. I told him, dude, you should have done this 2 years ago. What a big dummy you are. And guys, it can save you money as well. The average customer saving nearly $900. You know what? You might not save any money. Sorry. But guess what it costs you? Literally nothing. All you got to do is send a text message, text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back and ask for your address. They're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And if you like it, great. If you don't, no big deal. No skin off their back. It's so simple, and you can get started now. They'll get you refunded on your old policy so you can start saving right away. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance. Divided with fall.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And no, I've never heard this.
Play the Canned Heat version. It's more recognizable. And Fred walked out and missed. That's Dwight Yoakam, right? Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah, that's the Dwight Yoakam version.
I don't know who Canned Heat is. I would be more likely to hear Dwight Yoakam.
I think this is like on the Forrest Gump soundtrack or something.
It is, I believe.
Yeah, I think I may have heard this. I don't. Well, it's obviously from the 60s. Or early 70s.
I'm guessing mid to late 60s.
Baseball may be over, but that doesn't mean the fun has stopped at Constellation Field. You can bring the entire family and join us this Friday, September 25th, for our Center Field Cinema event. Enjoy Toy Story and Toy Story 2 on our Texas-sized video board right here in the outfield. We'll do caller 5 at 5:55 today. Don't call yet. Wait till 5:55. Caller 5 to 713-780-3776 wins a family four-pack of tickets to see the show. Gates open at 6:30. Tickets are $10 GA, and people will social distance on the outfield. So mask up, grab your blankets and chairs. Concessions will be open, and meet us at Constellation Field for Toy Story and Toy Story 2.
They had a couple more hits. Play the pull up a Going Up the Country. Let's see if Fred recognizes another.
That one I know.
You do know that's Canned Heat.
Okay.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
What about On the Road Again? That's Canned Heat also. Yeah, they had some big hits.
I didn't know that's who sang it, but I knew the song.
Okay.
There's a lot of that where I know the song, but I don't know the band.
I figured you would know. This is kind of in your wheelhouse of, I guess, maybe you like a little bit older music than this. It's probably in my wheelhouse. I like 60s, 70s music. You like 80s, 90s music.
No, I prefer 70s, 80s, and late 60s. Yeah, I mean, I've heard this. I had no idea who it was, though.
I mean, on the road again. Yeah, it's Canned Heat.
Okay. I've heard the song 1,000 times. I couldn't tell you who's singing. There's a lot of stuff like that. It's like you always make fun of me, and we'll be in Vegas, and I'll hear.
I'm not making fun of you.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I'll hear Katy Perry or Taylor Swift or something like that, and you get mad at me for not knowing the difference. It's like, I know the song. It's just I don't know who sings it.
And have some respect. Don't act like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry are the same.
Well, I couldn't. Honestly, from a song perspective, you could throw them all in a box. I couldn't tell you the difference. I couldn't tell you who's who.
Haters gonna hate. Hate.
That's not a hate. That's not a haters gonna hate thing.
So that one came out. So Let's Work Together, the Canned Heat version, came out in 1970, which was originally a cover by a guy named Wilbert Harrison. The song was called Let's Stick Together.
Wilbert Harrison. So the Canned Heat, that wasn't an original song of theirs?
No, that wasn't theirs.
Huh. Okay. Well, shows what I know.
Let's do a
Zap. I gave them credit for that poem.
Well, okay.
Should have been Wilbert Harrison, who I've never heard of.
Yeah. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Louisiana, where
Louisiana.
Our neighbors.
Down Louisiana way.
Neighbors to the east who have casino gambling, so I probably would not push for casino gambling because we want to be good neighbors. And you know what? We'll make enough money off weed and sports. But we go to the Evangeline Parish, where deputies are searching.
That's where I used to live, in Evangeline Parish.
Mm-hmm. You might be a suspect then. Hmm. Maybe you got back over there. Somebody robbed a pharmacy at gunpoint, which, okay, that happens a lot. Here's what doesn't happen a lot. He was wearing a chipmunk outfit. Well, he or she. It could be either one. But there are actual photos of the chipmunk outfit that the police, the sheriff had put out. I have to say, going to be hard to recognize somebody dressed as a chipmunk.
That's true.
I mean, it's hard enough for stores now when everybody has to walk in with a mask and everything and you can't really tell. Although the stores I go to, people still recognize me because I go to them a lot.
You I was wrong. I lived in a different parish.
Which one did you live in?
I live in Lafayette Parish.
Okay.
Evangeline Parish. Evangeline Downs. Just next to it.
But Evangeline Downs is in Lafayette.
Well, it's outside of Lafayette.
It's close. So, that is right in Lafayette. It's been a while since I've been there.
You might be right.
But once inside, the suspect escorted an employee through the store at gunpoint as she filled his bag with an undisclosed amount of narcotic medication. Then walked out of the rear door, ran westbound towards a nearby apartment complex. He took the victim's cell phone, but when she told him she had pictures of her grandkids on the phone, he gave her the SIM card. So it wasn't all bad. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. It's actually an Opelousas. Which is,
yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's and also not in Evangeline Parish. It's in St. Landry Parish.
But it's right out. It's like there, right up the road from Lafayette. Yeah. Grimm says Chip or Dale have fallen on hard times.
Could be.
That's a possibility.
Or maybe both of them have, and the other one is
the other one's
doing withdrawals.
The other one's needed the drugs. So he's like curled up in the apartment going through withdrawals. Like, man, I need narcotics. I need narcotics. Yeah. So
I'll get it for you. I'll get it for you. Just stay here.
I got you. Chip and Dale do drugs. I love it. That sounds like if you're going to remake a cartoon, there you go. Jeez, Greg says, still sitting in the same spot on I-10, 3 hours, 15 minutes now.
So what we're saying is avoid I-10.
Yeah. I mean, that's what are the odds of Stars win. It goes over 5. I like the Stars tonight. I would lean the under, but I don't have a play on the total. I just have a small bet on the Stars. So how do we get a SIM card out with chipmunk hands? I can't get one out normally. He had his hands were fine, like normal. He had things that looked like mittens over them, but they didn't go over his fingers. It just covered the top of his hands, which I've studied this closely from the what's on the surveillance video. But
a lot of people saying Canned Heat is rebel flag music, beer drinking rebel flag music. Is that what you got the vibe of? Like they literally sang a song, Let's Work Together. I don't think they're rebel.
I think people talk about that overdriven guitar from the 70s and they just lump it all in with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
See, what's funny is the guy that you heard playing guitar in that song, Let's Work Together, is John Lee Hooker, who is a was a card carrying black man. He's since passed on, but he's a Delta blues man, Fred. I don't know if you know about the Delta Blues.
I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
The writer Wilbert Harrison was an African American.
I don't think Canned Heat. I think they're from California. I don't think their sound may be a little rebel flag soundy, but they're not rebel flag folk.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. John Lee Hooker says, "Don't you put that rebel flag on my grave, son."
See, somebody says the old Evangeline Downs was just north of Lafayette. Now it's in Opelousas. So I haven't been there since they moved it.
When did they move it?
Yeah, it's probably been 10 years at least.
Well, I haven't been there since they moved it either.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's been, well, somebody can tell me, but I know it's been a while. Somebody said Canned Heat played Woodstock.
I believe that to be true. If you watch the Woodstock documentary, I believe they're in it.
Yeah. I have not watched a Woodstock documentary in over 10 years, too, so there you go.
Guys, one of the things that we're all dealing with is wearing a mask, and it's not always fun, but we got to do it. And if you're going to wear a mask, you might as well wear a mask that protects you. Look at my model here on the left. Look at this guy. I don't even know who he is. Why? Because he's wearing a beautiful mask over his hideous face from Boomer Naturals Mask. They've got the nano silver woven into the mask. Fred is modeling a neck gaiter. They also have the regular face cover mask, but you can get one or the other. They've all got the nano silver locked into it, so it's going to protect you. It's going to protect you from getting the droplets and the particles and the demons into your nose and into your mouth, which is where we want to keep them from going. Another great thing, they donate the face covers. They donate a face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, including veterans charities, Native American charities, homeless charities. So when you're ordering from BoomerNaturals.com, you're helping someone out in need. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com, and you can help yourself. Use the promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20% on your order, helping yourself. And if, if you're in a hurry, stop by CVS. They're at all CVSs now. That's BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Hoffman.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.